Good morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Charlamagne. And obviously, I can't talk correctly. I need to work on pronunciations because it's not coming out clearly.
It's okay.
That's what the test rounds are for, right?
Just pray about it.
What are we talking about today?
Today, we're talking about
cocaine. What did he do, though?
In the new album that he dropped.
Did he drop an album?
They said that he shot a Megan Thee Stallion.
Is she okay?
Yeah, she all right. You know, she got the medical documents in the hospital.
She recovered?
Yeah, they said she recovered.
Did she, well, she recovered. That's terrible news, unfortunately.
Did she have a few stitches?
Stitches. You know who gets stitches?
Snitches.
Yeah.
Sons of bitches.
Sons of bitches. Sometimes they get found up in them ditches.
Yo!
So I've been listening to this Tory Lanez album, and what do I think about it? Where are my thoughts at? What can I say? He addressed a lot of people, mainly, expressing his love and gratitude for the woman that he loves, but unfortunately had a domestic dispute.
Now, what do you think they really had going on?
Well,
was it a situation?
It sounds like
it was a relationship.
That's a good question. Was it a situationship or was it a relationship?
You know, personally, when I listened to a few tracks on this album, I feel like, I don't know, that man was deep in his feelings, man. I feel like they had to have something serious going on.
Sound like it. He. What he did was he really got into his light skin bag, and he really, really let the world know about his feelings. I mean, that light skin power is something else, you know.
Yeah, you would
love that. There's nothing I can do about it though. Some of the greatest people in the world are light skin. Prince was light skin.
Yeah, he was. You know what they said about him?
I can't recall. Maybe that's a good thing, though. So, but moving forward, I ultimately, you know, I rate the album. If I was to rate the album from 1 to 10, you know, I would give it from my listening standpoint, I would give it a solid, a solid.
Taking a little bit too long there.
give it a solid 7. I give it a solid 7.
Solid 7.
Solid 7.
Okay.
Yeah, because I like Tory. You know, he has bars, he spits. You know, he really gets it off his chest.
Bars, nigga.
Pause. That's just how I feel. You know, that's my 2 cents.
Okay.
You know, and because I probably like. I know he's gonna drop a mixtape, and the mixtape gonna be way harder than the album, if you ask me.
You know, personally, I feel like all his old mixtapes, they was that five. Old Tory, I fuck with old Tory more so than I do new Tory.
But that's new Tory.
Yeah, I do.
My bad. Hold up.
If you down with the clip, let me hear you say.
Oh yeah.
If you down with the clip, let me hear you say.
Yeah, yeah. Can I talk my shit again? Can I talk my shit again? Woo! Welcome back, everybody. I think we're gonna get into some 90s sitcoms. Top black 90s sitcoms. Shit,
top
let's talk about
black
90s
sitcoms. Let's talk about it.
Even though the sitcoms in the 90s, they were all, not all of them, but the majority was dope, even if they weren't black. But we're going to talk about the black ones, because we black, goddammit.
Represent for the culture.
Number one on the list, we got...
Wagwan.
What do you got first?
Mouth to the.
Eat to the.
Mouth to the.
Eat to the.
I really want
Yeah, I don't know the words, but Moesha was definitely. I mean, you couldn't have the 90s if you didn't have Moesha, you feel me? It was the culture. I mean, it wrapped up everything. You had Mo, you had a little brother with the big ears.
Wait. The Dumbo joints.
Yeah, the Dumbo joints. And the funniest thing about him is that he played Martin's son on Martin, and we're going to definitely talk about Martin, too. But the Martin episode, did you see that one?
Yeah, I saw that one.
When he lied to Martin about being his son. He's a
sorry. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Martin.
Well, it was hurt.
That joint was funny. I'm going to have to watch that clip later. Sorry, Martin. I just want you to be my dad. But yeah, let's get back to Moesha. And then what was Moesha's best friend name? Q? No. Was it Q?
Kim.
Yeah, Kim.
Kim played, what was her name?
Nikki Parker. And the Parkers.
What was her name?
In the Parkers.
I forgot her name.
Oh, her real name?
Yeah. No, her
stage name.
Moesha.
I thought it was Kim.
It might have been Kim.
Ew.
You
stupid.
She tried to go after her man.
And then,
mm-hmm.
She knew Moesha
was like, love Q. No,
Ohaji.
Yeah. My bad, it was Ohaji. I forgot the girl name. And Ohaji played her.
Yeah.
That one episode, they kissed. And then she was like, oh. Then the next day, she called him with another shorty. Yeah.
Another one. Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
It just makes you think, man. Like, back in the day, you real life probably got your heart broken.
Yeah.
At, like, a young age.
That puppy love.
Yeah, that puppy love, man. When you think you love.
Shout out to Bow Wow, man. That was a great song.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't have his CD. I had his tape. Cassette tape that
is. Oh, you're taking it back.
Taking a bit back. But no, we're going to stay on topic. I guess. Actually, we ain't got no topic. We just spitting from the, we shooting from the hip, as the old folks say. Mm. Oh, you just shooting from the hip. But you did ask a question off the air. So, since we're talking about 90s sitcoms, we're talking about Fresh Prince of Bel-Air coming up next. Light skin.
Talk about Fresh Prince. Light skin Viv or dark skin Viv?
Do I say light skin because I'm light skin? Nah, I ain't gonna go out like
typical.
That. I ain't no sucker. But light skin that Bill was real, but dark skin that Bill, I mean, she was original. I mean, she got down. She ain't play around.
Yeah.
She ain't take no
poor,
shit.
Poor bulldog. Get
back. All that.
Yeah. Dark skin Bill was
gangster. She was a G. Funniest, funny. Who was funnier? What was funnier, Martin or Fresh Prince?
Martin, indefinitely.
Martin.
Yeah.
Martin.
It was no better duo than him and Pam.
Yo, the way they went back at each other.
The way it was jabs thrown every episode.
Them BD beads.
The buckshots in the back of your neck.
That was classic. classic.
No lie.
Comedy banter.
I got the whole
season.
Martin, yeah, all the seasons all on the DVD.
Sheesh.
And guess what? Don't anybody even watch DVDs no more.
DVD, CDs.
I had to get.
Yeah, the Funky Fresh is back in effect.
Yeah. Check it.
One, two.
Check it, yo.
One.
It's DJ Silver on the mic. And it's DJ Hazel on the mic.
When I come through, I'm known to drop bombs, the biggest ones. Call me Biggie, the one and only. It's not non-stover, born sinner, remember. Eat them in December, till I come back with them. Yo, if you are still listening to us and still... catching these vibes, and we had a few technical difficulties, but it's all right because every little thing
you do
is gonna be all right.
It turns me on. Oh yeah.
I was trying to think of that.
No, y'all don't know about that. That's like Christopher Williams. That's an old school R&B.
That's not the song.
Let's talk about old school R&B.
That's not the song that Ashley Banks was singing in Fresh Prince, was it?
It might have been. I really don't remember that episode. But it might have been.
I'm going to have to find it.
It goes, every little thing you do, mm-hmm. it turns me on. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. And every little thing you say.
You say.
It makes me want to stay.
It makes me want
another day.
You got to love it. You got to love 90s R&B. You got to love it. And if you don't, you ain't even right. It don't even matter.
You know
matter.
The vibes. It's nothing like, if it's like nighttime, mm-hmm. I mean, a cool 70 outside,
mm-hmm.
and you just, you know what I mean?
It could be raining.
Just shorty, you know what I mean?
It could not
be. Could be raining outside.
Mm-hmm.
Could be dry.
Talk about it.
Y'all just got the 90s. I've been, I mean, that's a whole mood.
Old school Aaliyah.
That's actually a love language right there.
Some Tevin Campbell.
Tevin Campbell. Talk about it. Talk about it.
I can't talk about it. I can't talk about it. I don't know
so
nothing about
one,
it.
So number one, Tevin Campbell's. Number one, Tevin Campbell's.
Number one, Tevin Campbell's single.
Can we talk
for a minute?
Mm-hmm. Jesse Powell, you? Mm-hmm. That's a wedding
one
right there.
I know it if I hear it.
That's got to play like everybody's wedding.
I know it if I hear it. I'm not as hip to the name of the songs. So all the time. Not all the time now. I can get some good ones in.
Okay. Top five.
Baby rockin' them boots. That's not.
All right. Now you're throwing it back to the freaky joint.
Freaky deaky.
To the R. Kelly's and the Jodeci's.
Ah, that was H-Town. I know that was H-Town, right? I don't know why I'm like I'm drawing a blank right now. Who else we got? Maxwell.
Maxwell was slept on.
Maxwell was slept on.
They didn't give Maxwell his flowers. They really didn't.
Music, but he was not. Music was early 2000s, right?
Yeah, yeah, he was.
Early 2000s.
Early 2000s. I still be vibing music to this day.
I'm trying to hear something.
You got Genuine.
Genuine, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's all gonna come to me after this.
Usher?
Watch.
Come Usher. On now. Can't forget about Usher.
Yeah. My way.
Think of you, that's an old joint. Not too people familiar with.
Okay, now, Brandy.
Brandy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Who she just went to verses with?
Monica. Gangsta Mo.
It was Monica, though.
Mm-hmm.
She, okay,
I call her Gangsta Mo.
Gangsta.
Yeah, Monica Gangsta, man.
Okay.
She definitely has more hits than Mo.
Hold on, who are we talking about?
Brandy.
Yeah.
Undeniable.
I thought you were talking about Brandy. Brandy has more hits.
You talking about Brandy?
Okay.
She got more hits.
When you said Mo, I went to Moesha. That's what I was like.
Mo to the east.
Eat to the.
Now they call
it
Monica Mo too.
You learn things new every day.
Yep. Learn something new every day.
All right, so who else we got? Who else we got? 90s, 90s.
90s, females.
Females. Mariah Carey. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Arnold. You're back with another Hey, It's Words with Arnold. But this ain't just any other show. This is an intro of the intros for all the intros to come. Because I'm back, baby. I'm back. And I'm not alone. And I'm not alone. So if you hear that voluptuous wong wong in the background, give me a clap or a snap. It's the one and only Hazel.
Wagwan.
See what we're going to do today. We're not going to talk about it. We're going to be about it. Well, unfortunately, since this is a podcast and we're supposed to talk, unfortunately, we are going to talk about it. So let's talk about it. What we got going on today?
Let me just say, I'm not Jamaican.
Okay. Thank you for clearing that up for us.
No.
You know what? I just thought about it too. So this is gonna be a real rap raw, real rap. Hey, oh dang, I forgot.
No filter over here.
Yeah, no filter.
No filter on this side.
I forgot the punchline.
Because I feel like personally, if you have a filter, then you're just not real.
You're not real,
I
B.
Mean, like, what you?
Dead ass.
What are you coming on? Dead ass, B.
But yeah, that's true. So no filters over here. Oh,
niggas
you know what?
My body.
Bodies, B. Counts.
You know my body.
Bags. Early.
Wait.
I just thought of so the name of this, it might be taken. I'm going to check. I'm going to Google it later. But the name of this segment is going to be No Filter.
No Filter.
It's only right. All right,
let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. So, things that got no filter. I just thought about this too. So, technically, this is going to be so raw because technically, when people do these things, they have notes. So, next time we get on here, we're going to have a nice little outline, layer of notes, things that we could talk about, some sponsors because we need that bag. You need that bag?
Yes, sir. Not anything the COVID has taught me is to get in your bag.
I need my bag. And I need that bag to be warm.
Need it hot.
It's about to be cold Sizzle. Outside. Fall is coming.
A little salt bay.
The leaves is falling.
I mean, it's getting cold, but we just not warming up.
And I need my cheese.
No.
Pay me!
You know, me and my co-hosts have been talking about linking up and doing this for
how long?
2 years now.
Yeah, talk about it.
You know, if there's nothing that time can teach you, it's no better time than now, like you said.
It's to get her done.
Get her done! Stop procrastinating.
I'm talking about going back and forth on Twitter. Snapchat,
text, every damn thing.
We're supposed to link up today. I seen you on Snapchat.
Now we're here.
Yeah. In effect, full flesh.
He really tried to tell me nah about today, though. He's like, nah, let's shoot for Sunday. I was like, nah.
The reason behind it was I had a rough night last night.
But you know, everyone has those nights.
I kind of recovered today around 3 o'clock.
Well.
It was tragic. It was hurtful. It was sad.
Another day, another blessing.
I was in my darkest hours. I saw the light.
You just saw the light.
I didn't go to it. I fought it.
Wow, we know what kind of night you had last night.
Could have been worse. But, you know, so let's talk about making decisions, positive decisions, good decisions, you know? If we look back at, the old saying goes, you can't cry with spilled milk. So, but you can look back and reflect on how that milk got spilled. Woo!
Can I get 2 steps?
Let's talk about it. I'm going to repeat myself. So you can't cry over spilled milk. But what you can do is reflect on how that milk got spilled in the first place. Let's go!
That was deep.
I shocked myself. I think the hairs on the back of my neck is standing up.
Yeah, from all that
look. That was cold. So, all right.
From all that Henny last night.
It won't Henny though. It was Jack Daniels. And I don't know if that's better or
old. Whiskey. They ain't the same
candy. It was brown, though. I can't say that. So, therefore, what I should have done, right? A responsible thing would have been to do was to what my plans were going to be. You feel me? My plans was to go to the grocery store.